That's Void Singer, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the coolest summer of the rest of your life, this is the Worst Little Podcast in the World. And I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. We've got the old school lineup with us this week. It's Nick, Rick, and Chewy and myself in the house. But we're accompanied by some old and new friends with yet another dark wave goth act with Void Singer. This week,
on the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Not bad.
Good evening, Rory.
Thank you. Good evening. Next up in sports, Chewy.
Fucking, I'm all into the WNBA right now. I think it's awesome. I'm really enjoying it.
Who's your favorite?
Is there something happening in it?
I've always been a New York Liberty fan, but I'm really starting to fall in love with the Indiana Fever. But that's besides the point. How are you guys?
Is this like a tournament or playoffs or something?
No, it's just
or?
Regular season.
Oh, okay.
It's been just really entertaining.
I had Indiana Fever one time.
The skill level in the WNBA has finally got it to where it's really watchable. I've always been a fan, like a box score fan. Check the score, see who's doing well. This year, I'm really kind of invested in watching all the games.
Well, right on.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Exactly. Check it out.
Fucking weirdo into sports. Why can't you be gay like your friends?
Right.
Ann Ida would be so pleased.
Lots of gay people like sports, Rory.
I know this. I know this. That was just more of a John Waters in joke.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, God bless Edith Massey forever.
Yes.
Yes.
She watches over all of us.
She'd be so proud of you. Well, I hope everybody's beating the heat this week and having a good time. I was out this past week on the solstice and just happened to run into my good friend Rob here, who mentioned that he was in a band.
Yeah.
A band whose name that I saw here on the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the solstice. It was great to run into you again. And
over the EP Listening Lounge for
EP
Tiger
Listening
Bunny.
EP Listening Lounge, yeah. New Wave Nights.
Yeah, and every other week or...
Every other Thursday. And it's the return of Tiger Bunny, our favorite indie rock DJ. And she's
great
amazing.
Great to see her.
And, yeah.
Great to see a lot of folks over there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's almost like a mini church. Like everybody congregates.
Yeah,
you know, around a common theme, kind of.
It's a very comfortable place to have a nice, relaxing, childless drink on a weeknight. Something I haven't
childless
done.
Childless drink.
Yeah.
Best kind.
Yeah, usually I have to invite children
around
along
my children
and
at home.
Drug them.
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah,
excuse me, yeah, drink around my kids at home. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, Diana and I got to take a little bike ride out in the neighborhood.
Nice.
That was quite nice to run into you.
Absolutely.
And a great surprise to know that you were in this week's band.
Yeah, you know, it surprised me. Like the whole entire Void Singer phenomenon in our world is like just came upon us, like almost like there was a greater force involved or something. Like we just met at Ritual. The first every Saturday monthly goth night in Reno. It's been going since like 2010, and I think it was like 3 years ago.
3 years ago,
yeah, 3 years ago
that we met. And,
By the way, this is Rob Pelican and Casey
Fritz.
Fritz, thank you. Like on the Fritz.
Yeah, on the Fritz.
Yeah, so we were just sharing stories about being individual songwriters, and I don't want to speak for you. You could maybe to say your.
Well,
I kept
nagging him about doing a collaboration and saying we're going to be as big as Nirvana and stuff like that.
There you go.
At least as big as Joy Division.
Yeah, or Joy Division.
Right.
Still and eventually quite big. I got him to do it. You know, I think I sent you some of my songs.
Yeah, he sent me some of his songs, and I was
my solo music.
Super impressed by the production level. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I'm good enough to work with him.
Yeah.
That first song was super rad, and it was it took me back. Like a mix of like maybe New Order and Love and Rockets or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I want to put on a trench coat and dance in a corner with a lot of flashing lights that smells of cloves.
Yes, and I'm gonna draw tracers in the air with my clove while I do it.
That's
and
a huge compliment.
It just had like a little skosh of aggression too, like maybe right. like
as it should. That's a great like music.
Ministry or something.
Yeah. So yeah. Not enough people are making that kind of music. I'm glad you guys are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got three more tracks we get to listen to today. Are they all in the same vein, or
they are not in the same?
They all do different things. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a part of the interesting thing about our collaboration that's happened is that we have such different musical influences that we brought to the common table. So, like,
yeah, my influences, I'd say, are John Lennon, Kurt Cobain, Trent Reznor, Marilyn Manson, just like real popular guys.
There's the aggression.
So you got, and I'm a new wave kid. So like I'm like yeah, like you were saying, Love and Rockets, New Order, Cure.
Yeah,
like I'm that
Tears
guy.
For Fears. Yeah,
yeah, all that.
Oh, so. Trippy. It actually is just this plus so, this equals.
Yeah. So
Boitzinger.
So exactly. So we end up with like tons of different kinds of songs that are like there's ballads. There's what you just heard, which is like. Yeah, like in that sort of post-punk genre, and
we've done a country song even.
Nice.
Yeah, and a reggae song.
Yeah, whoa. Reggae.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Easy now.
just saying.
Not a ska song.
No, please.
No ska.
More genres the better. That's what I say.
Well, it's just fun to experiment. You know, it's fun to like see what you're made of, and like, hey, can we do a reggae song? Is that possible?
Oh, that reminds me. It I hope is. That reminds me of my friend. That reminds me of my friend, Dan Abbott, our friend.
Yes.
And
recent guest of
Bobby
the show.
Ebola and the Children McNuggets, where they do whatever the fuck they want. They do like super dark black metal or a country song, like you said, or they just do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And those guys have a campaign going on. And I think they like dared me to mention it on the show. And you can go help their Kickstarter out. And
nice segue.
But it's true. That band is like what we were talking about, where they do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, they
and they're capable of any genre. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like all kinds of music. So why not?
Yeah. It's like seeing what your muscles are made of, like, or expanding or like growing new muscles. Like,
for sure.
I'm used to these muscles. And that's the cool thing about this collaboration is that I've always been used to the muscles I'm familiar with. And then working with Casey has allowed me to like, get to know new muscles, like oh, I didn't know I had this vocal expression in me until I was bouncing off of him, and probably
especially
vice versa.
Your screaming voice.
I didn't even know I had one.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I mean, everybody has one.
It's just whether they want to use it.
Yeah,
doesn't always sound great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another track from the record. Man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Rad.
Yeah, man. That's got like kind of a little bit of like a horrorcore hip hop type of feel to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that drum beat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, with the hook. And
Casey's
good.
Got a little inner hip hop in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah, I bet Doc Gruesome would dig that. He'd be all like that
oh,
one.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was a good one. Now, he was incorporating like goth and industrial type music in his hip hop.
Oh.
He's mostly hip hop, but he's doing, yeah, going dipping from that world, where it seems like you guys are from that world and you dip from hip hop a little bit.
Yeah.
In that song. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good example of like our dichotomy that comes out. Like, so he basically, the way we write a song is Casey will program everything. Like, he's kind of, you could say, the main songwriter.
I have virtual instruments. Mm, on a computer, and I do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And I come in with guitar and bass.
Yeah.
And then we both share the vocal.
Yeah.
That's how that
sounds. So do you ever do any of this live?
It has not been done yet.
With any triggers or?
Yeah. Oh. We'll have to see when we get there how to pull it off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to do it.
Mostly working in the studio, where do you guys have your music available to listen to so we can kind of keep track of that?
You have a website.
Where you at?
YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, pretty much most of the big ones.
Probably just.
And what all's up? Like,
and what is what?
How many songs are up? Are there a couple albums, or is it? Like,
we have 10 albums.
What?
Fuck, are you serious?
And crazy. we made 10
Damn.
Albums in a year.
How many Whoa. Songs average per album?
12. Probably like 12. Yeah. 12.
Fuck.
Dude.
That's fucking insane.
That's a lot of weed.
You guys are out of your mind.
I made songs.
You would think weed, but yeah, I think it's just Damn. It's just the magic of the collaboration. Like, cool. It's just like synergy or something.
It's so funny Very how like cool. yeah. a writer can be prolific and amazing, and then you put them with another writer and suddenly something else altogether comes out that sometimes is so much better than either thing would be on its own.
Exactly.
Since you guys aren't like tethered to any particular genre and you can move around, I'm sure that you have a little bit more freedom. I'm sure that those albums are probably listenable all the time.
Dude, and a single person can get stuck, but then like when there's two people, like a lot of times the other person can pull them out of a
Jiggle
hole
the
and
handle,
yeah,
as
yeah
it's exactly.
Like you get picked up and you pick each other up. You carry each other and especially when you get along so well, like if there's no infighting or it's just like all like flow, then it's just like bam, bam, bam.
So, and this has been like literally like the last 12 months kind of thing since
last
summer?
Last February we started.
Okay.
February before last, and then our 10th album was released this February or March?
No, April.
April, so
yeah,
it was basically like...
It was a year because our first album got released in April of 2023, so...
So
it was like exactly
from release to release. That was one solid
April
year.
To April.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a pretty precarious. I'm in a band with Nick, and we could barely keep up with like a one show a month schedule, much less like write an album every like 5.5 weeks for a year.
Yeah, our trick is we'll play like pretty much the same songs. We'll write a few new ones here and there, but. We'll master those songs because that's what we'll play for fucking years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different being in a live band, though, right? Like, because, you know, the live performance is the focus,
mm-hmm.
more so than the studio recordings.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a whole different.
Yeah, and it's like you and your musicians in the computer, they're available 24 hours a day. Right,
yeah.
They don't have like, oh fuck, I can't make practice this week.
Fucking bass player,
you know?
Yeah,
they don't even have to eat.
Well, and you'll
just like
to
let's
play
keep going
right one time.
And a song is like, yeah, all right, there's the song. Cut, print, next song.
Yeah,
yep.
It is more expedient.
Beautiful.
Too much.
That's
I told you to put the little bendy in it. Next song.
Do you have like a description of the 10 albums up to the latest one? Like, is there a theme going, or is it just
random?
Or
are they all just, like, total kaleidoscope of stuff?
Yeah, it's a really
good
question.
It's a kaleidoscope, I'd say.
Rad.
Yeah, it started off just natural and organic. I would say it was, like, definitely in the goth genre, the first two albums.
Yeah.
Like, post-punk kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we started to venture out into more...
The third one was, like, a lot of ballads and stuff like that, and...
Yeah, and they're
not really goth so much. Yeah, there's a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, and then the next one after that was like kind of an 80s.
It was all new wave.
New wave thing, yeah. Like trying to go there. And then after that,
That one is like goth. That one's like goth industrial kind of sound a little bit, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, and then we made this album called Dichotoma, which...
Yeah, that's where we went like all the genres. Well, not all the genres, but a lot of genres.
Like a potpourri.
That's the one that has country and reggae and...
Jazz. Folk.
Yeah. Just dipping our toes in all the different pools.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, to like expand your horizon, see what you can do.
Very cool. What would you say your favorite 3 of the 10 are?
The Gray album's my favorite.
The Gray album's my favorite too. That was our 9th?
No, that was the 8th.
That was the
8th album, yeah.
Gray album, Gravesong was the 2nd album.
Gravesong is my, well, I don't know. Yeah, Gravesong is the 2nd favorite.
That's where we like really came together. Like,
yeah, Gravesong's when we started coming together. Then 3rd, I would say Pink Star maybe.
Yeah, either Pink Star or the last one. Our last album we did was called The Last Dark.
That one's really good too. That and one's got a lot of
super
like
super heavy.
Chewy, again, The Last
Chewy, did you
dark?
Notice I didn't say
the
anything?
The Last Dark.
Yeah. The yes. Pink Star joke.
I heard a laugh, though.
I didn't say anything. It wasn't me. We all wasn't me, it, Chewy. Though.
I'm afraid I don't get it even.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll show you later.
I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
That's good. I didn't mean to derail it.
I didn't.
Rick's being gross again.
I was pointing out that I wasn't being gross.
You did get it.
I'm so sorry.
Do you get it?
Oh, the whole thing's over
Pink
my
star,
head.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Oh. We're juvenile, dude.
I was floating in another hemisphere.
They're making jokes about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, Rick.
Oh,
Patrick
Starr.
Yeah.
I never even watched that show. So. Out of the loop.
But back to Void Singer.
Right.
I'm just trying to rein this back in. So the darker, is that the latest one?
The latest one is kind of like metal.
Ooh.
And
Nirvana.
And Nirvana influence.
And Alice in Chains-y.
A little bit of Trent Reznor. It's kind of like Nine Inch Nails type of sound.
And that was Casey turning, because he's like, you know, that's his
childhood. I'm way darker.
He's way darker than me.
Yeah.
So he was like coaching me to like how to scream in a song. And like,
yeah.
I'd do one take and he's like, no, you got to come more from the gut. So I'm like, okay, let's do it again. And dude, it was like therapy, literal therapy. Yeah,
primal awesome. Scream therapy.
Learning how to sing and speak
so
from
awesome.
Down there
it
is
was like
important.
A workout.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Doing 45 seconds.
Robert,
you're
slowly
take.
Getting further and further away from your mic.
Oh, yeah. So like.
Well, he's leaning back and getting big and man spreading.
Like,
feeling.
He's getting, he's getting more intense while his voice gets smaller.
He's dilating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, it was a really, really cool experience to do that. Therapeutic, like I said.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do we got any of that come on the platter for today?
Yeah, Scars.
Is Scars from the newest one? I think it is, yeah.
I forget if it's the latest
one. Yeah, it is the latest one.
Okay, yeah, it's an example of us going heavy.
Yeah. I think it's funny you guys can't even keep up with
all. It's hard. You lose
so
track.
Much music. That,
yeah. I know. It's a lot in a little amount
it's,
of time.
It's like when you go to Burning Man 15 years in a row. It's like, what year was that when we visited that one thing?
Yeah.
Which Marianne, you did that happen?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's hear Scars, man.
Scars.
Empty town. I've been at the lowest low.
was tough.
That was badass.
And yeah. I fucking love multiple phasers not going in sync with each other. It's the fucking coolest thing.
Yeah, it was like heavy. It reminds me, I've been listening to like the first couple L7 albums. Ah,
I was going through my head.
Yeah, like
too.
It's super grungy.
Yeah, it was
and
heavy.
Like sub pop.
And it was,
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. But it was also psychedelic.
Butthole Surfers, good
call. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys
exactly.
are awesome.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
I was in a good track.
That's fucking. That was punk. That was punk as fuck.
If I were so inclined, I'd go home and like smoke some pot and put some headphones on and listen to your whole discography.
Yeah.
But since I'm not.
Take a ride.
Able to, I'll just do the second.
Just go home, put your headphones on, and listen to the discussion.
Listen to.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go home.
Yeah, very cool.
I think I'm just gonna go home.
Definitely glad I toked up before this episode.
Now that was rad.
Good shit.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. It's, hey, dig this tune from Dogwater Dick.
Play the fucking song, Rick.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the worst little quiz in the world where we're going to ask our two virgin guests some very uncomfortable questions on the internet where they're going to live for all time, whether they like it or not. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
You
ready.
Will be scored and judged by an audience of unknown peers.
Excellent.
With our first question, I'm going to just my go-to question. I don't know if you guys have asked it in a while, but upon your death, where would you haunt?
That's a good question.
All right. Casey, do you have a quicker answer than that?
The Vatican.
The Vatican. Wow.
Find some cool shit there.
The secrets to life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
I would haunt the beaches of California and trip out with the surfers.
Word.
Very good. My question would be celebrity road trip. You're going across the country with a celebrity. And what car are you guys taking?
I'm going with Steve Martin, and we're in a convertible 1966 something like Chevrolet or
a Mustang.
Maybe a Porsche.
A Porsche.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are with Steve Porsche. Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me and Steve, yeah.
Cool. Basic.
I'd say John Lennon in a Porsche, any Porsche.
Wow, double Porsche.
Yeah, you guys could race and do like a cannonball run thing. John Lennon, Steve Martin. That'd be awesome.
I like you. I love your answer. Had you said in a VW Beetle, you got more. You would have got more points.
A Beetle and a Beetle.
Just saying.
Porsche and a Beetle had like the same.
Plus, your trip would take longer, right?
Yeah.
And cost you less in gas.
Yeah, you could take a VW
You'd
bus.
Break down a whole lot and have to fix it and have longer conversations.
Yep. Oh, you got those little triangle windows, remember?
Yes.
Anyway, but. All right.
And your aunt would try to flick cigarettes out of them, and it would bounce off of the glass and then hit you in the face in the back seat. Yeah, I remember those triangle windows.
You have good stories about when your car broke down. You'd be like, me and John Lamb are stranded on the side of the road. And
all right. So, in your opinion, what is the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area? Casey, let's start with you.
I haven't lived here long enough to...
Okay. You haven't been to a convenience store yet?
Well, I have been to some CVS. The CVS in on El Rancho.
Oh yes, there was a riot really there recently. Bad. Yeah, the one by Paradise Park, right?
Is that, yeah.
Yes. Okay. There's this shit goes down
there's like
over
a 20 person gang fight in there recently.
Oh yeah, that was on the news. You're right. Yes. Damn.
Holy shit.
Rob,
I would. The one that comes to mind is the Save Mart on Keystone.
Oh yeah!
I always see sketchiness there.
Absolutely,
I swear. There's some sketch there. You know? For a while, they were doing construction at Rayleigh's, which is one of my I don't like how much it costs, but I like that store. And I had to go to Save Mart every day, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on over here?"
The people that work there are always on edge.
Yeah, they seem a little freaked out. Like, but then the clientele are a little freaked out. Yeah. I don't know.
Save Mart on Plum, yo. It's always nice and wonderful there.
Yeah. That particular store, I had to go there to get something on, like, Thanksgiving morning for Thanksgiving. Like, just needed, like, something. And I was walking through the store, and a guy was, like, following me, asking me little questions. And then, like, the questions kept getting more and more leading towards me needing to buy his groceries for him. I was like, sorry, buddy, I just can't buy them. He's like, but
bad price groceries these days.
I'll write you a check, and then you just pay for these with cash, and it'll work. It'll be cool.
You look like you're flush. Cool. Look like you could buy two baskets of groceries, huh?
Come on. Do fraud with me. We just met.
And it was really unfortunate it was an employee. No.
Rick?
I want to know, what is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted? And we'll begin with Rob.
Allegedly. Right.
This is a good story. 1994, in this Keystone Save Mart.
No way.
Albertson's probably back then.
I had a trench coat, and I was poor, and I tried to shoplift a bottle of Kahlua, pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and
Kahlua and ice cream. You're going on a bender tonight with a bowl of tears.
Totally. That's exactly what the guy said. So I'm like sauntering out the exit, and the security guy just like stops me, and they took me up to the security office upstairs, and he's like, "Oh, party tonight, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they were going to take me into jail, but apparently it was during hot August nights, so the jails were full, so they just let me go.
Mm.
With I don't know what it was.
Damn. Whatever, but so like, rob the store at hot August nights. That's like what that's the moral of the story.
A good lesson to learn.
And I must know, what flavor of Ben and Jerry's was it?
Rainforest Crunch.
Rainforest Crunch,
dude. And that was the bomb.
Kahlua.
Yeah.
Kahlua.
I'm gonna have to go try that.
That'll solve your depression right there.
Yeah, that sounds like a solution to most of life.
We call that the Pelican.
Don't forget a lactate.
Okay. Casey didn't
Casey,
answer.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything dumb. I guess a Snickers bar I stole one time.
Mm-hmm. That's not dumb.
It's not really dumb. I guess it might be dumb.
I don't really think stealing liquor and ice cream is dumb either, but I mean, if you need, that's what you need, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They make those commercials where it seems like Snickers is all you need to fix your whole life.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So you got to steal them sometimes.
You got a case.
Yeah. Maybe you were being kind of Betty White that day.
If you do get charges, you just sue Snickers for misleading.
They got the money.
Yep.
I'm guessing you're both old enough to answer this question, but which is your favorite Animaniac, Yakko, Wacko, or Dot? Casey.
I don't know.
Damn it. Rob.
What's a Yakko Maniac?
Damn it.
Damn it.
No, I don't have an answer to that
question. What is Animaniacs?
I tried Rory with the new question, and it didn't work.
Okay, what about this? What about the which member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Ooh.
The what club?
The Breakfast Club.
I don't really remember that movie well.
We're failing. We're just failing.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Making goth and new wave music. Bunch of fucking posers. God damn it.
You've never seen The Breakfast Club.
I identify with Molly Ringwald.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Wasn't expecting
The pretty girl?
Yeah. I get her because she's like, she's sort of a rebel, but she kind of wants to fit in at the same time.
Trapped in her.
There you go.
Yeah.
So she's got that like...
Yeah, she can't be a rebel, but she really is in her true heart.
She really is underneath. Yeah. So
can we ask Casey another question since he couldn't answer that?
Well, wait. You kind of remember the movie, so we'll just give you the archetypes. There's the jock, the stoner rebel, the pretty girl, the goth girl, and the nerd.
They're more deep than
stoner
that.
Stoner rebel, I'd say.
Yeah. There you go.
I was going to say probably Johnny Bender.
Yeah. Mr. Bender.
All right. We'll give you a couple points for that.
All
right. do we have another question to throw at these young lads?
My next question is, you guys seem like existential fellas. What happens to us when we die?
Wow.
Our energy turns into the consciousness that we create during when we are alive, and we experience something that we cannot possibly imagine now, but it is definitely something.
Nice.
Fair.
I'll take it.
I think we just basically go to sleep. It's kind of like going to sleep.
But do you have so many good dreams? Do you think that would happen or no?
Nah.
Okay. So it's a little different than sleep.
Gotcha. Like really, really good sleep.
Just nothingness.
Yeah, those really good sleeps where you wake up and you just don't wake up.
Yeah, you never wake up.
Yeah, that
I
does sound
slept
good.
Like the dead.
That sounds very relaxing.
Yeah.
All right. What would you say is your favorite form of pork?
Bacon.
Okay.
Nice. Good answer.
Rob?
What's it called in the Mexican restaurant? El Pastor?
There's few things that are going to hit it above bacon, and that's a possibility.
El Pastor, taco and or burrito. Yeah.
10-4. Rick, do you have another question?
Yes, what is your most memorable story from middle school? And don't tell me, Casey, that you didn't go to middle school.
Yeah, I don't know. One time I sat in the bathroom all day.
I like that. That's a great answer.
Like you cut school by hiding in the bathroom?
Yeah, I just hid in the bathroom all day.
Did you sit up on top of the toilet with the door closed? Or?
No, I just sat on the toilet.
Did you have a hall pass?
That is so I'm not going to get in trouble with my parents. Safe, awesome.
Like I'm not going to get caught being anywhere because I'm at school and they'll be all, they said you didn't go to school. I was there all day. Yeah. What are they talking about?
I'll take a lie detector test on that.
If anybody calls you on it, you just claim diarrhea and nobody asks any more questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Good call.
Yeah.
All right. Rob?
The most memorable was my best friend from sixth grade. We happened to be at the same homeroom in seventh grade. And so homeroom is where like they assign the lockers and everything. And we ended up with our lockers right next to each other. And that was the first time I got like a sense of like synchronicity or mysticism in life, because I was like, out of the whole entire 450 or however many kids there were, we got lockers right next to each other out of pure chance or pure
kismet.
Kismet, that's the word. Yeah.
Shit.
So,
I love that story. That was rad.
Are you still good friends?
We are. We are.
Fuck, man. Yeah,
we were best friends all the way to college. And actually, he brought me to Reno. The whole reason I ended up in Reno. Yeah. It was because his mom bought property here when we were growing up in the Bay Area. And so he was getting in-state tuition at UNR. And I was like, do I go to community college or do I have an independent experience in Reno and it's close to skiing in the mountains and be roommates at UNR with my best friend? So second home.
Yeah. One last question before we jump to rapid fire. What's the last book you read, Rob?
The biography of Ricky Henderson.
Mm. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
Greatest living ball player, maybe. At this point, now that Willie Mays died.
Arguably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Casey?
I'd say Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. Have you ever heard
of
it?
Ooh, yeah.
I
have not read that since I was a young lad. My dad had that around, and I read that in my early teens. That's something I should revisit, because a lot of that went over my head. But way to bring back a core memory. Shit.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the greatest book series of all time to me.
Very cool. Very good. I like these answers. Rapid fire. It's summertime. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers.
Hamburger.
Weed or beer?
Beer.
Beer.
Pro wrestling or MMA?
MMA.
Pro wrestling.
Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Bottom of the ocean.
Vacuum of space.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
He has
Sorry,
an answer.
My bad. Jump to you again.
That's like asking who's your favorite child.
I know.
Star Wars. I mean, I have to go Star Trek. Gotta go Star Trek. Okay.
Okay. All right. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Beat up. And arrested.
You guys are very eclectic.
Because I know this will still make you struggle just as much because of the way you answered it. But a world where there was only the Beatles or only Star Wars. One, you have to lose.
Star Trek.
Didn't you pick Wars?
He picked Trek.
But he likes Wars a lot, too, so I'm asking them both Wars.
10-4.
Fair.
Yeah.
So what's the question again?
A world where you have to give up one of either the Beatles or Star Wars.
I'm just going to have to give up Star Wars.
Yeah, me too.
You can't give up the Beatles in the name of Star Wars. Yeah. There's tons of other good movies.
Beatles is love. Wars is not love. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not love. It says it in the title, Wars. So,
yeah, that's true.
Good answer.
A New Hope. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's love in it, and I love it with my heart.
It's just all right. Rick, do you have another rapid fire?
Skinny Puppy or Bauhaus?
Bauhaus.
Ooh. Bauhaus. Easy question.
Yeah. Okay.
Love and Rockets or Bauhaus?
You don't like
the Smiths. Oh wait, you have one. Sorry.
Yeah, Love and Rockets or Bauhaus?
That's such a good question, and I have to go Love and Rockets because their, especially their first two albums, just lift it literally changed my life in a sense. Like they were like, talk about hero worship, and like when you fall in love with like an album or a band when you're 19, 20.
Mm-hmm. God.
Those two albums just like freaking launched me into the stratosphere. So
yeah. That's rad.
Also good.
And Love and Rockets took Janes under their wings. I think was one of the first big acts to go with Janes. And,
I remember that.
Love cool.
And I love Janes like that. Like, you know.
And they're touring this fall.
Love and Rockets are together. Jesus
funnily
Mary
enough,
Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy, Rory. Love and Rockets.
Or what?
Jesus and Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was never that big. Oh, Jesus, okay. Samaritan.
Smiths or Cure?
Not that good.
Cure.
Are you kidding? I didn't even bring the Cure into it because I knew anything would lose against the Cure.
Pretty much.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Yeah, it's got to be Ozzy.
Surratt or Monet?
Monet.
Who's Surratt?
I just said Monet.
Who is Surratt?
I don't know Surratt.
He's the pointillism guy.
Oh. Remember? Yeah, still Monet.
I guess I'll go Monet then.
They're both impressionists.
I was going to say that's my impression anyway.
I just...
Hey.
See, Rory, I get jokes.
Kirk or Picard?
Picard.
Good one.
Fucking A, for real.
I
mean, who do you want to party with or who do you want to be your dad? Like, Picard for real.
Picard's the
but
dad.
I would want to go party
Picard
with
for party.
No. Are you
Picard
for partying? He's the one who gets into fights with Nausicaans.
That was when he was a kid. As an adult, he's a total wet blanket. I don't think this is right. But if I want somebody in charge, that's the guy.
What's
I want
a hungan?
Yeah.
I want you to go to bed right now, Robert. Yeah. And Kirk's like, well,
number
maybe.
One, come back to bed this instant.
It might be a good idea if you go to sleep now. I would party with Kirk. And
the party's just started.
This is a podcast for you to listen to.
Okay, is there anything else?
Do you want to ask your question, Rick?
Oh, you guys, this is terrible. No, we shouldn't do that.
Nah.
Okay, right? This is not appropriate.
This isn't the right.
We should only use that one once a month, and usually with like black metal.
I recently it came up. Fair. It came up at a family breakfast, and I had to say it in front of my family.
Oh,
and everybody just stared at their plate and didn't say anything.
You know,
and half your family is, Rick, what is wrong with you? And the other half of the family is, well, what would so-and-so think if I answered this? Because your family would have answers to that question.
Nothing was worse than the just like dead silence. Not a laugh, not a groan, not and just like shocked silence. I was like, okay.
What do you think it is? All
right. Maybe I shouldn't say the video.
Cool. We're on pins and needles.
These guys have a lot of class. I don't
Would you rather be punched in the face or punched in the groin?
Oh. I'll take the face, thank you.
Yeah, face. Man, I think I'm going groin.
It's just
you would
not the face,
because the face can recover. Like
the groin can too. I mean, it can
groin
take a
lot. I've seen videos.
And like my nose breaks once, and then I have to I rent myself out as a bad Owen Wilson lookalike for the rest of my life.
So true.
Wow.
Oh wow.
I think it's more the in the moment pain
really
of the groin would be way worse than the face. But you're right. Like the long term effect would be worse.
Like shattering your mandible. I mean, I've got bad teeth from years of not taking care of them. So one hit and I'll lose three.
Yeah, punch me in my body's most noticeable cartilage? I don't think so.
I mean, the groin is such a vague area too, because there's so many different parts of the groin.
Yeah.
She just got, like, you just put one testicle on the board and punched it.
I am
true.
I've watched Jackass. Yeah, that's not good.
So, very good question.
You ever got the sack up there and the zipper, you know?
Rory.
Hey.
You get a marble caught up there?
See, Chewy Rory is ruining this show, not me.
I apologize.
Anyway, the Nobody's computer's about it. To explode.
But I think
so
that's a better question than yours.
I better total this shit up. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good idea.
I thought you were doing that.
Safer question. Yep, we were getting all the votes from the instant mediagram.
And, Not even close, you guys. You were both high scoring, but Pelican ran away with it.
Oh,
Rob Pelican
like
for the
a
win.
Revenge.
Sorry.
Stole the wind like a fish. Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention your points. But
8 million.
I don't know if we have any prizes with us this week. So you're going to get an IOU from the Worst Little Podcast for a prize.
Your win is meaningless.
Maybe we get energetic.
I'll give you a hearty handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Then you get bragging rights. I won.
Getting points from you guys is just awesome. Yeah. You know, because it's just great to be here, and I appreciate the points.
I feel like we know each other.
We got some points today.
Yeah, man.
Casey was great, too.
Yep.
Good answers, Casey. Cool. Yes, a lot of good answers.
Good game all the way around.
Good quiz, guys.
All right, so with that, I guess we're leaning up on you don't have any shows coming up.
We don't have any shows coming
up. Do any local DJs feature your music? Can you find your music on K-Wink or KVNC? Or KNVC?
Not yet. We haven't gotten it out there. So far, we're just on social media platforms. But sometimes I guest DJ at some of the local goth situations, and I always play one of our songs.
Sneak your own stuff. Gotta
do it.
Hell yeah.
And sometimes it's such an amazing feeling to like see the dance floor not clear off when your song comes on.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Do people ever come up and be like, who was that?
I wish.
As a matter of fact,
they will.
That's enough.
Just the fact they didn't leave the dance floor is
that's cool.
It's a victory.
You know, a lot of songs just clear it. A lot of the famous good songs just clear it.
It's easy to clear the dance floor. Sometimes you don't even mean to, but like so.
And those people were thinking like, man, I think I got to go to the bathroom, but this song's so good I can't leave. And then something comes on, they don't know, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the farthest we've gone as far as the public goes. But we have our eyes set on playing live. We just got to figure it out, like how to do it.
Yeah.
We're newbies at that whole entire situation.
Get a good half hour together, because that's the generally
half
hour, 40 minutes tops. Okay. You don't need any more than that.
Right. Just like six, seven songs. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all the gigs we get are generally half an hour, right?
And our band's been together for 10 years.
Usually half an hour, half 40 hour set, minutes
half
tops.
Half hour set. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
40, 45 minutes if it's like a bigger show or they've expected longer. But most of the time, 30 minutes for everybody, except the headliner. And we're never the headliner.
Mm-hmm. Just get a tight 30, dude, and come out open for somebody who's in your...
Make it hot.
Yeah. Well, I think the Glitter Bats would love to play with you. So
I
invite you to
thank you.
Join us on a show.
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice fit.
That would be
amazing.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Yeah.
You guys want to hear our ballad?
Yes.
Do we have time for that?
Yes, we do.
We're going to play it out.
That'll be the last song we hear after.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple more plugs. Nick and
I. We have some shows coming up.
Next week. Well,
we
got to
do a DI with Eddie and the Subtitles.
Yeah.
Hired Fun.
Damn.
Who else is on that one?
That's going to be a face melting show.
Get your
cardio in, because you're going to be huffing and puffing by the end of that show.
That's right. And then, Rory, what show do we have coming up?
Kryptilians are on that, right?
The Kryptilians. That's what I was looking for. Right.
Okay. Coming up on next Wednesday, July 2nd. That's like not this week, but next, we are going to be playing over at the Cypress with One Ton Dooley. Yeah, is going to be playing with good friends, Pussy Velour. Ooh, both of us opening for the Puerto Rican garage rock sensation, Davila 666.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a really good time. Definitely a high energy banging show. So come on out and bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, let's do some sleazy garage rock.
Fuck yeah. Some antics from Wolfie, we hope.
You know, Pussy Bueller never disappoints.
Never. Yeah. Can't stop that.
And that's at the Cypress. So
that's
really
going to be a
cool
nice, big, fun show.
Good Dooley. Spot.
And then, let's see, something a little more in the future, but along the lines of our guests here, is Alice from Los Angeles.
There you go.
And they're playing with us, the Glitter Bats, a band who we recorded this weekend with Rick. And thank you, Rick, because we had a fabulous time. The 8 songs are coming together so fucking good.
It was so amazing. I had like almost nothing. And then at the end of the weekend, everything is basically almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And I made Nick climb up on the roof with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Yeah, ooh. I even got to see the top of the studio. It was pretty neat.
That's with air quotes, top of the studio.
Yeah, you know.
So also
way up there
on that Alice show, Whitica, who were our guests last week, and Zenobia, DJ Zenobia.
Yeah.
Who's Rad, you play with her at Ritual,
she's a friend
right?
of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. And Whitica's great. I saw them at Holland a couple of months ago, and I was fairly blown away. Like, they were, like,
yeah, a lot
super
of fun.
Groovy, kind of shoegazy, gothy, like, mm-hmm. beauty, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, it was cool.
Really good.
With the deep voice and all.
Yeah. And tons of reverb. Yeah. Yes.
Very cool.
Enjoy the reverb.
I think that maybe enjoy us three would be a good combo. Like,
thank you. Yeah.
All I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. We'd try to pull that together. Dennis would probably help us out with that.
And we had a dear friend in the scene who said that they fast forward a lot of songs on the podcast, but they didn't fast forward through those songs.
Mm-hmm. That's a high compliment.
Fucking wow, that's come such a long way from when we first started. People would tell me that they would just fast forward through the show and only listen to the songs.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people still do that.
I was going to fast forward through the talk and to hear the songs, then I just turned it off. I didn't listen
to it. I was like trying to get to the talk, but I didn't like it, so I went to the music. Didn't like it either, and so I just fast forward to the end.
Yeah, there you go. I listened. There's WTF a WTF with Marc Maron now. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. The Jewel interview is fucking amazing on that show.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Eric Stengel was pumping that up. Yeah.
I listened to it today. Very good.
All right, you guys. Well, then that's the show for this week.
Yeah. Do we want to tease next week?
Yeah, one more thing I want to plug, though, is the Nowhere Nevada show that's coming up in August. You guys, well, let's come out. Let's watch a movie together. Let's hear some live music. And celebrate Marianne Pasoda's movie that she wrote and that we all came together and made. And that'll be August 3rd in Reno at the GLM, the Good Luck Macbeth Theater.
Yeah.
And then August 31st, so if you miss that one or you're going to Burning Man, go to the first one. If you're not going to Burning Man, go to our movie out in Carson City with the Pistoleros are playing and Mark Ernest Vague Inc. is playing and the movie – and come out there and say hi and celebrate with us. It'll be fun.
Watch a weird-ass movie.
Yeah, have some fun.
But rock and roll.
Yeah, and if you take acid, make sure you have somebody to drive you home.
Yeah, Carson City is not the place to be if you took acid.
Right,
no
right.
No fans.
Anywhere can be the place.
I've taken
come
acid.
That's true, yeah. Any place could be the place.
I want to go to Carson City and take acid.
Oh, which is illegal, we don't in Carson
City. No.
No, we certainly would.
Think about
don't
it.
Ever
it's still illegal that. In Carson City to take acid.
Allegedly.
But if I'm going to take it, I could be.
And chase it with Xanax. That's also super illegal. Yeah. You would never want to have a really good come down like that.
Yeah.
All right, Roy. That's all I had.
All I really have is our show. And next week, we have a good friend of the show, Mr. Lawrence Cooper. Larry Cooper
Magic
must die.
Larry Cooper.
So please stick around for that. We're excited for that show. Chewy, it's good to see you. First time in a
absolutely,
long time.
Yeah. Been a while since we've both been here.
Long time friend. First yep. time talker. Yeah.
yeah. Whatever that means, but I agree.
Yeah. Rick, good to see you as well, sir. All of the cast and crew that aren't here, pleasure to work with you. You're late. I'm holding back your paychecks because of it.
Yep. Again.
And Void Singer, Rob, great to see you. Casey, great to meet you.
Yeah, really
and thank
enjoyed
you
it.
For
thank you.
Introducing
thank
us to your music. It's a great collaboration.
Thank
and
you.
I definitely look forward to hearing more of it in the future.
Thanks a lot. It means a lot. And it was just speaking for, I'm sure it's speaking for you too, but it was a real thrill to like be on this podcast and like get the rapid fire questions and everything. Like,
yeah.
It's like, it's just the whole entire experience is like a real uplift. Like it's going to.
Well,
be
welcome
awesome.
To fake radio on the real internet.
It's so fun. It's just so fun. Yeah.
Four-time winner of the local best local podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Please vote.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, please throw us a vote over there at the Best of Contest. There's a lot of great
Reno
podcasts
News and Review.
Out there. But
oh, God. Is it time that time again?
We're the OGs.
Wait, we made the nomination, Rick.
Oh, my
we
God.
We got nominated by people and... Yeah.
Awesome.
You got to vote for 10 different things, but there's 10 things you like in Reno. Go down there, vote for them, and throw the worst little podcast on your ballot.
That's it.
And
we got
really
one spot left for
once again.
One more award on the wall. We got one spot. Yeah. We won it. And then we'll retire, you guys. We'll just say, hey, don't vote for us.
We'll stop doing a good enough show to win.
We said that last year. But no, but you're right. There's only one more place to put one. And so then I'll have to get a bigger studio if we win it the year after that. So
we'll have to rearrange, yeah.
That's a good idea.
What's the name of this last track, guys?
Adrift.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Lost at sea in the undertow, and it's true I never had a boat. Underneath can't find you at all. Can't go further. Adrift at sea, I see no land. She said no hand. Then I ran to the edge of the world in pain. But take her back, I will refrain. Adrift at sea, I see no land. She said no hand. Then I ran to the edge of the world. Take her back, I will refrain. Recognize me anyway. I wish my soul could just lift. That is why I stay adrift. Adrift at sea, I see no land. Said no, and then I ran to the edge of the world in pain. But take her back, I will refrain. Adrift at sea, I see no land. And she said no, and then I ran to the edge of the world in pain. But take her back, I will refrain. I never said I had a heart.